What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 13th, 2018, and we're getting into the week here. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so if you have a significant other and you have not made appropriate plans, still have the rest of the day to go on out and get flowers or cards or jewelry or any of that kind of stuff or for your lady love. Yeah, and you ladies, of course, have one more day to get whatever it is you get, you know, for your guys. All right, let's get into the news here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And let's just get on into it. This morning, the heads of various intelligence agencies were testifying before Congress, and they were just hammering this idea that Russia is going to interfere with the November election. They're just trying to hard sell that as hard as they can. And let's face it, it's hypocritical for the United States intelligence agencies to scream about meddling in elections, given their long history of doing exactly the same thing to other countries around the world. But they're out there to demonize Russia, and Russia's bad. And I think what's going on is really very simple. The Democrats want to take Congress this November, and they're in trouble. There are all these scandals that are coming on out. They're still carrying the stink, if you will, of Hillary Clinton, and they're broke. The party is broke. And I don't expect the Clintons are going to dip into their wealth to help them on out. So I think what's going to happen is if the Democrats don't succeed in taking Congress this November, they're going to scream, Russia stole the election from us again, and they'll just try and contest all the elections. It'll drag it into court and just drag it on out. But again, Russia, there's no evidence to support any of this. It's just more liberal whining because they don't get what they want to get. Now, apparently, Judicial Watch has caught the FBI red-handed, hiding Clinton and Lynch tarmac records, and now there is confirmation the FBI also withheld Strzok page texts that talked about the meeting as well. So there's a cover-up going on. The FBI and the Department of Justice are hiding something. And these Page Strzok messages about the tarmac meeting were the subject of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, and they've not been turned over. So, again, definite signs of a cover-up. Bit by bit, it's coming on out. And if the Republican strategists are smart, as frustrating as it's going to be waiting for month after month after month, they're going to drag this all the way into November. And the big revelations will come then. And the Democrats will not have a chance of taking Congress, which is why I think they're getting ready preemptively to say, oh, it's all Russia's fault that we're not in charge of the Congress. Now, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton is out there saying that the Central Intelligence Agency laundered this Clinton DNC dossier into the White House intelligence briefing. Remember what I talked about, data laundering, propaganda laundering? And this dossier was being passed around, and apparently it was an open secret that ultimately it was all paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, but they still ran with it. And as a result, Devin Nunes is planning to investigate former CIA Director John Brennan and other Obama officials for their role in promoting this flat-out lie. And as a matter of fact, Brennan may have perjured himself when he testified under oath about the dossier. So it is moving forward slowly, but it is moving. Now, story coming out of the Gateway Pundit is saying that a former Secret Service agent is confirming John Brennan is in a world of trouble over his dossier testimony. And Apparently, this was on Fox News, the Fox and Friend program. And basically, back in August of 2016, Brennan was aware of the dossier. But in May of 2017, under oath, he denied knowing who commissioned it. So that's perjury, lying under oath. So, yeah, he's in trouble. And Mr. Brennan, piece of advice, don't go canoeing. Now, the White House is out there saying it wasn't just Brennan that was leaking all this anti-Trump intel, but also John McCain. And we know that John McCain was part of the pipeline that carried that dossier over to the FBI. So it's all starting to come on out. Another investigation is starting to look as to whether longtime Clinton associate Sidney Blumenthal was involved in the launch of this Russia collusion investigation, trying to get this whole thing going. They've been pushing that story ever since Trump won. Oh, it was Russia. Russia did all these bad things, and they're getting ready to do the same thing in November. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So bit by bit, this is all coming into focus, and people are starting to refer to it as FBI Gate. Not Hillary Gate and Nunes Gate or any of the others. This is the FBI institutionally was engaging in this underhanded activity. For those of us who've been students of the FBI since COINTELPRO days, there's nothing surprising about this. This is what the FBI does. They're not a swell bunch of guys interested in solving crimes. They're the U.S. equivalent of the Gestapo. They enforce the will of the rulers. Now, the other day we were talking about how Rachel Brand, she's the number three official at the Justice Department, and she's planning to step down after just 9 months on the job. And NBC is now reporting that the reason Brand is stepping down is because she's concerned that Rod Rosenstein may be fired, and that she would be asked to take over the Russia investigation. And she doesn't want to have anything to do with it because she knows it's all a joke. It's a witch hunt, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with that. So that's why she's stepping down. Now, talking about the Schiff memo, and yes, Adam Schiff and the Democrats are making a big deal of the fact that the White House is not releasing this memo. And Adam Schiff set this up so that they could scream cover up, cover up, cover up over at the White House. But apparently there are classified pieces of information inside the Schiff memo. Names are named, and basically the White House is saying this has to be rewritten in order to protect sources and methods. But there's another explanation, and apparently this is coming out of the Gateway Pundit, saying the reason that this memo is being blocked is that people at the FBI and Department of Justice are already under criminal investigation. People who are named in the Schiff memo. So they don't want to taint a potential jury pool. And that's another reason why they're withholding that memo. Another story that's coming out of this story, Russiagate, if you will. This FBI informant, who's now being allowed to testify, is saying that Russians were openly bragging about how the Clintons had influence over all of the people who would have to sign off on the Uranium One deal. And that's what made her the go-to person. And the money just poured into the Clinton Foundation, and Russia got the access to the uranium, and that's pay for play. And that needs to be investigated and prosecuted. Now, here is something interesting. Again, the corporate media is just pushing Russia interfered with our elections. How dare they do that? Blah, 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 blah. The Department of Homeland Security yesterday officially discredited an NBC News report that claimed a top Trump official found that Russians successfully penetrated the voter registration rolls of several U.S. states prior to the 2016 presidential election. And the Department of Homeland Security is saying this breaking news report was not only wrong and hyped. Again, there's no evidence. Now, we know that there was a lot of playing with the voter registration rolls in states, but it all tracks back to the liberal Democrats, to the Hillary campaign, to try and get people registered so that the fake votes could be issued in their names. So let's get over to Anthony Weiner. Boy, this guy is a piece of work. apparently, before he got into trouble for sending pictures of his wiener to an underage girl, he was a regular customer of a sex worker, a call girl. And apparently, when Huma Abedin was out of town, Anthony would have this lady come on over, something like three times a week. And so this sex worker, she's 30 years old, and she wants to basically be anonymous because she doesn't want to, her other clients to get spooked. But she's out there saying that Anthony Weiner just kept all those laptops open, just sitting out there where anybody could look at him while she was doing what she was doing with him. Now, talk about reckless disregard for security. So that's getting ugly. Let's turn to Susan Rice, because there's a bit of a storm starting to build up around here. And it has to do with an email that Susan Rice sent to herself on Donald Trump's inauguration day. And she wrote the email to herself, supposedly on her last day in office, to document a January 5th Oval Office meeting between Obama, James Comey, former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, regarding the spy operation on Donald Trump. And in this memo, Susan Rice makes the claim that Obama said this all has to be done by the book. And of course, we know it wasn't done by the book. And this has led a lot of people to basically question what's going on here. And Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley is out there saying this memo doesn't make sense. Susan Rice was not in the habit of sending emails to herself to document things. And Judge Napolitano is out there saying this is an attempt by Susan Rice and Obama to rewrite the history of what was going on in that White House. And I can imagine, after all the spying that was going on in the Trump campaign, when he won the election, that had to send shockwaves all the way through the administration. They were all expecting Hillary was going to get it, and they wouldn't have to worry about investigations or prosecutions for all these violations of U.S. law. And it didn't work out that way. So now they're trying to retroactively rewrite history and say, see, Obama said it was all going to be by the book. Well, methinks the former president doth protest way too much. And one of the other interesting things to come out of Susan Rice's emails is that the Obama administration wanted to hide Russian intelligence information from the Trump administration. And you're not really supposed to do that either. Now, a lot of information is starting to come on out. And there's an article over here in the Gateway Pundit that is saying they think they've identified the deep throat of this Obamagate story. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, during the Watergate investigation, Woodward and Bernstein had a deep cover source way inside the government. They would meet in this underground parking garage, and the informant's code name was Deep Throat, which was a name from a rather popular porn film of the time. And so that's what they mean by deep throat, the deep inside source. And according to this article, the former head of counterintelligence for the FBI, Bill Priestap, may be the one who is starting to leak information to the investigators. And we're hearing that there are a lot of people inside the FBI who were not at all happy with what's going on, and they're starting to provide information as well. They're not going to be able to keep the lid on this. People are just really, really angry. Story coming out of naturalnews.com, basically commenting on something I'm sure you've already noticed. The corporate media is not covering FBI Gate or the FISA corruption scandal or any of this stuff. They're out there pushing Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion. And they're trying to push it like it's a new story. Breaking news, Russia has been colluding with something. And it's a hard sell. You can tell from the way everybody's pushing this, it is a hard sell. They're trying to just shout it from the rooftops until Americans just accept it as true, because they've heard it so many times. It simply must be true. Look at all these people on TV who are saying it. Well, remember how many people on TV were saying Saddam had nuclear weapons. Now, yet another one of the investigators on Robert Mueller's team has been exposed as being a hardcore liberal and a major Democratic donor. And again, Mueller's team is loaded up with Trump haters. It's not objective. It's not unbiased. It's not professional. It's just a gang of people who want to get Trump any way that they can. Now, interestingly enough, this is over in the Washington Examiner, according to Byron York, former FBI Director James Comey told Congress that the FBI didn't think Michael Flynn had lied. And as you know, they've now delayed sentencing, and Flynn's lawyers are filing to have the charges simply dropped. The witch hunt. It's just a witch hunt. And then, of course, we have the story of Carter Page, who was targeted for the FISA warrant on the allegation that he was a Russian agent, even though the FBI knew he was not. Carter Page worked for the FBI from 2013 to 2016 as basically targeting Russian agents. He was on our side. So when the FBI obtained that FISA warrant against Page, they knew he was not a Russian agent. He was their agent. And here's the thing. Even though they only had the FISA warrant on Carter Page, it allowed them to quasi-legally spy on pretty much everybody in the Trump campaign and then the Trump administration. This is the Democrats' Watergate. Now, as you know, there seems to be a war on white people in this country. And according to this article that we posted to whatreallyhappened.com, apparently 21 Democrats are openly saying they don't like white people. And the reason that was discovered has to go back to a guy named Louis Farrakhan. And he is the head of the Nation of Islam, which is so extreme the Southern Poverty Law Center was forced to label them a hate group for their anti-white, anti-Semitic statements and beliefs. But apparently these 21 Democrats hang out with him. They have close ties to him, and they don't feel they need to apologize for it. We already talked about the Democratic finances here. Let's talk about the corporate media. We were talking the other day about this shakeup at Newsweek, and it's a complex issue. Originally, it was reported that these top managers were fired for writing articles critical of their parent organization. Apparently, there's also an investigation into Newsweek by the district attorney for Manhattan. Now it's come on out that Newsweek was running Monsanto propaganda and claiming it was news. And that basically was a hit on Newsweek's credibility when it came on out. And that appears to be a major reason these top executives were fired, because they were just taking Monsanto's money and putting out Monsanto's propaganda. And that's not what Newsweek's public image is supposed to be about. Over at CNN, they're starting to lay people off as well. They're missing their revenue goals despite the Trump bump. They're going to let go something like 50 CNN employees this week. And so the corporate media is in serious, serious trouble. And again, they did it to themselves. And I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. We're going to take a break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And if you would like to help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air, and folks, we really need it. We wouldn't be asking if we didn't need it. The postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to call and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And let's start taking some phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And you have enough baby powder, right, so you don't need any envelopes there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike, did that come from Fort Detrick also?
Probably.
I mean, Mike, I want to talk about Michelle Obama's painting. It's not
yes.
only a horrible painting, but the person who painted it has, like, white people's heads, black women's holding and white people's heads. I mean, they're such haters. And I voted for Obama, but they're just such haters. And the more the media, which a lot of them are white, push hate white people, They're making people, bringing people to the point of just like super violence, you know, like it's just like a cult, you know? It's crazy,
yes.
Man. Like, who could have a painting of holding a white person? It's like Kathy Griffin holding Trump's head. But I bet you there was
artist,
no outrage on the media.
The artist has now come on out and said that basically this was an homage to the then prevalent Kill Whitey meme that was all over the country at the time. I disagree. I think it's a tasteless painting. And I got to be very honest. I don't think he's a very good artist.
Yeah, it's pretty crummy. Obama's painting was painted, I believe, by somebody else, right?
Yeah, and that one's not too bad. But the one about Michelle Obama, it doesn't even look like her.
Yeah, and it just wasn't very nice looking. You know, I think he was trying to throw a little Obama hope and change into that kind of a color scheme pattern there, but it just doesn't look nice, you know. But
no.
Well, I want to talk about something more important than Michelle Obama and that group.
Okay.
Mike, when do you think Putin's going to start pulling that, like dropping the hammer? Like 100 mercenaries get killed, Cossacks, right? Now a T-72 tank got knocked out by the U.S.
Yes.
Now, Putin's got to answer to a lot of people in the military-industrial complex in Russia, and they got John McCain's and Lindsey Graham's also on their, you know, on
yes.
their side. So
the hardline.
I think if he's a moderate, so if there's one more incident, he's going to have to send some long-range bombers, and I'd say shoot some caliber cruise missiles into the oil refinery and hit the training camps. That's what they are, the training camps, Mike. You know, they're there legally. We're not, so the U.S. can't do anything. That's Syrian sovereign territory that we're there illegally. So we actually can't do anything. You shouldn't be there.
Well, unfortunately, the U.S. is going to do whatever it feels like doing, like attacking the tank and killing these Russian soldiers. And you're right. At some point, Putin is going to have to respond. Now, I understand that he called up Benjamin Netanyahu and basically laid down the law, saying no more attacks into Syria, or we're going to have to get engaged. But Syria is really heating up. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And we're going to be in World War III full-blown by the end of the year. There's no question in my mind now.
And then real quick, I wanted to talk about Netanyahu with the two charges against him. Like, do you think he's actually been put in the corner now with these two charges? Like, to where if he does something, like a lot of people look at that as his way of trying to get out of what's going on, you know? Like, so he's kind of getting pushed into a box, per se. I mean, he can start a war, but it'll just look like he did it on purpose now because everything's slowly ratcheted down now. So now you got the two charges.
Every time Israel starts a war, it's obviously on purpose, but you're absolutely right. First of all, the police have recommended charges. We've yet to hear from the prosecuting attorney whether they're going to go along with that. But certainly it gives Netanyahu a reason to try and get something going militarily as a distraction for their media, so the media doesn't talk about the corruption. Remember when Monica Lewinsky testified before Congress about the stained blue dress, and she walked out after testifying expecting to find a phalanx of journalists, and the stairs were empty because while she'd been inside, Bill Clinton launched cruise missile attacks into a couple of different countries in the Middle East, blew up an aspirin factory, which we taxpayers had to pay to rebuild. That's how they changed the story. It's wag the dog for real.
But I want to talk about some of the religious... I mean, I'm Catholic, but I'm not like super religious per se. There's a lot of religious people said this is like a ploy against Netanyahu. God will protect him. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, you wanted to sort of finish up on the what you see as the religious perspective on all this Netanyahu stuff.
Yeah, you know, Jesus had a whip, supposedly, right? And he whipped the money junkies out of the temple. Well, if, you know, if you're going by that, Jesus don't like money junkies, you know, crooks, murderers, and liars. Netanyahu is a corrupt politician. And I'm leading the point now to Mike, to Saakashvili. If you watch the video, him in the restaurant and that special forces team that went in and grabbed him. Now, he's wanted in Georgia for, guess what? Corruption. So, you know, to say Netanyahu's like some, you know, God's going to protect him, he's like special, and this, what a load of bunk. The guy's a politician. He's so corrupt, you know. I wish people would see past this religious aspect of everything that has to do with Israel. You know, it's just another nation state that was stolen from the Palestinians, and you got corrupt people there. And Netanyahu is one of them. You know, that's very easy. You know, we're all human beings here, you know.
Well, it's no secret that politics and corruption go together. I even have them set up that way on the taxonomy. It's all the same category. And it's very hard to find a politician who isn't corrupt. The only issue is, do they get caught at it? And obviously Netanyahu got caught. Obviously the Israeli police are more diligent about their job fighting corruption than our FBI and Department of Justice.
It just makes me mad, Mike. Everybody, like, all the West is Mother Teresa. You know, the America's Mother Teresa. You know, Mother Teresa's not even Mother Teresa. You know, like, everybody's got skeletons in their closet, and you know, I'm not a bad person, but I did some stupid things in my life, but not to, like, this. You know, lying, murdering, and stealing. I mean, this is beyond being a human at this point. You know, like, it's a shame.
It's sociopathic behavior. It's sociopathic.
It's just more sad that there's cult-like people out there who believe, you know, he's special. Remember, Bush was special from Jesus Camp, per se, and all these other Fruit Loops, or Hillary Clinton's Mother Teresa. Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right, you're welcome. It's no secret that politicians like to basically build a personality cult, which is a group of supporters and followers who are focused on the personality rather than what that person does. Carried to an extreme, you get things like Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid. And certainly Hillary Clinton during the election was trying to basically form a personality cult to support her, because she didn't really have a platform. She didn't really have any issues that she brought to the table. So it was all personality cult. I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. So forth and so on. Okay, the phone lines are open again. And getting on back to the media, apparently New York Times CEO Mark Thompson, in an interview on CNBC, is saying that print journalism has maybe another 10 years. And that's certainly going to be true. There's the issue about the trees and the environment, but more and more people are getting their news on the computers, on the tablets, on the smartphone. So, yeah, it's technological progress here. Now, lawmakers are urging Jeff Sessions to require Al Jazeera to register as a foreign agent. And the reason they want this is because an undercover Al Jazeera reporter was filming a documentary in this country on how the Israel lobby works in America. And by golly, we can't have that. He must be a foreign agent. You can't criticize the Israeli lobby. My goodness, what's wrong with you people? You anti-Semitic Jew hater. All right, getting into Syria, things are getting intense over there. And apparently an American Reaper drone destroyed a Russian-made T-72 battle tank operating in eastern Syria on Saturday. And, of course, the usual excuse here is we had to do it in self-defense. And this strike is the second by the U.S. against pro-regime forces since last Wednesday. And Dustin is right. At some point, Putin's going to have to act. And I know he doesn't want to. Nobody wants a world war except the military-industrial complex and the war junkies like John McCain. He loves watching war. He's too old to be drafted, of course, so he doesn't have to worry about actually having to be in it. That's you send off these young people here. Maybe that's why they've allowed all these illegal immigrants into the country. They're going to put them in uniforms, hand them a rifle, and send them over to invade these other countries. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be an effective fighting force because they don't have an emotional connection to the United States of America. Another article here, antiwar.com. As new rivals square off, the Syria war is getting worse. And it basically talks about the fact that a year ago, the United States government was out there saying, well, we're in Syria to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Well, ISIS is pretty much gone at this point, but the Syrian war is actually getting worse. You have Israel is just walking on in there and bombing the place. You have the United States that's going on in there and bombing things. It's just another reminder that the excuses given to you, the American people, to justify a war, they're just made up lies. They are just made up lies. Now, Russia is saying that as far as they can tell, the United States has no intention of leaving Syria anytime soon, that they're going to stay and work toward creating this quasi-state, this Kurdistan in the eastern part of Syria. Israel is squaring off for a showdown with Iran in Syria. That's Netanyahu's excuse to go on in and bomb the heck out of Syria. Well, I'm really going after the Iranians. It's those bad Iranians. They made me do it. Erdogan in Turkey has once again issued a warning that U.S. troops should stay away from the Kurds or they're going to get hit. As Turkey is going after those Kurdish forces, the YPG, and I don't see him backing down. But, of course, the U.S. is going to keep those soldiers with the Kurds so that when Turkey does kill some of them, the U.S. will have another excuse to escalate. Now, Russia claims that it has evidence that the White Helmets and al-Nusra are planning a false flag chemical attack on the Syrian people. And this may be about to happen for real, because an article over in Russia Today, French President Macron has come on out and said that France will attack Syria if proof is found that chemical weapons were used. So Macron is ready to go on into Syria. Here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Dayglo orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture centers. Have fun. We'll call Bashar al-Assad and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. Story coming out of Ynet News. Apparently, the IDF literally carried out thousands of operations in Syria over the past year. This is coming from the head of the Israeli Air Force, saying this massive strike that they did in Syria on Saturday was very broad and will have an effect on the decision-making process. I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, Damascus is issuing a warning that Israel will face more surprises if it tries to attack Syria again. Apparently, it did surprise Israel that their planes got shot at. How dare you shoot at our planes while we're bombing you? It's against the rules that we just made up. But apparently Israel doesn't want any more surprises, so they're deploying new anti-missile systems near Syria so that when their planes are flying back on out, if they're being chased by a surface-to-air missile, Israel will try and shoot them down. May not work all that well. The Iron Dome has not been all that effective, especially against missiles that wiggle in the air. Meanwhile, one of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, former leader of Syria's Al-Qaeda branch, is commending Israel for attacking Syria. Thinks it's a really, really good thing. Yeah. We're going to have a Mideast war, if not a world war, very, very, very soon. Now, the other day, in fact, it was last week, we were talking about this story where apparently a U.S. strike into Syria killed some Russians. And that's a very serious matter. Well, apparently it's a lot worse. There's a story in the Express. U.S.-led strikes kill 100 Russians in the first armed conflict between the nations since the Vietnam War. So it's on. It's on. And according to this article, they're claiming the Russian soldiers were attempting to attack an American base in eastern Syria. So it looks like it is ratcheting up, unfortunately. Now, the Pentagon is issuing a warning to Turkey, who is supposed to be in NATO with us and on our side, basically telling Erdogan that if you hit us, meaning if they attack the Kurds and U.S. forces are harmed, we, meaning the United States of America, will respond aggressively. All it's going to take is one incident, one mistake, one act of idiocy, and the whole region is going to explode. Now, turning to Ukraine, as you know, Europe has been making noises about possibly arming Ukraine to allow Poroshenko to recapture the eastern breakaway republics. Lavrov is now hinting that if Europe does that, if Europe does start sending weapons to Poroshenko, Russia will arm the other side in Donbass. So that's cranking up as well. And we always have to be very careful about propaganda. And sometimes the propagandists get outed. And this is a good case of this. The Netherlands foreign minister came out with a statement saying that Putin had a plan for a greater Russia, that he wanted to basically recapture control of all the Russian republics and bring it to the same strength as the former Soviet Union. And of course, it was very provocative, along with Russia colluded with Donald Trump and Russia's meddling with the elections and Russia does leaves their keys in the car and Russia passes wind in the elevators and everything else they're saying about them. It turned out it was a complete lie, and he finally admitted it was a lie, and now he's had to resign. But every time you hear any of this stuff bashing Russia, just remember we heard exactly the same thing about every other country the U.S. wanted to invade. Iraq has nuclear weapons. Assad is using sarin gas. And on and on and on. How many times do you have to be lied to and tricked into war until you stand up and say, I'm being lied to by this government and I'm being tricked into another war and I refuse to go along with it? British troops are being deployed to Estonia to deter Russia. Have you noticed that everybody is moving troops to the Russian border, except for Russia? Russia's not parking their troops and armaments around the EU. They're just trying to mind their own business. Meanwhile, apparently there's been a record number of U.S. spy planes recorded near Russia's borders. It really is another war. Anyway, as we mentioned in the phone call a little bit before, police have recommended Netanyahu be indicted for bribery on two charges. And one of the charges involves Netanyahu and his son receiving very expensive gifts in exchange for favors. And then apparently there's the Yedio Aharonot affair, where Netanyahu gave preferential treatment to a newspaper in exchange for favorable coverage. Now, the fact that the police have recommended the indictments doesn't mean it's going to happen yet. Again, it comes down to how corrupt is Israel's government. So we're going to see if anything's going to happen. Netanyahu is already on the air saying nothing's going to come of this, like he already knows the fix is in. Meanwhile, it looks like Israel is planning to launch yet another military operation against Lebanon. The excuse is, of course, getting Hezbollah. But we know that the motives really are oil and gas resources, more coastline, and the Litani River. They're just looking for a reason to go into there. Article out of Global Research up in Canada basically sums it all up, saying we're looking at a war that will involve Lebanon, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the United States, Syria, and Turkey. It will be all across the Middle East. They're going to redraw the map, unfortunately. And a lot of people are going to die who have done absolutely nothing to our country to deserve being killed in their beds. Another story coming out of Middle East Monitor. Apparently, the Palestinian Prisoners Club, which isn't really a club, it's kind of a monitoring group. They just call themselves club, have determined that 60% of the Palestinian children arrested by Israel are subject to torture. 60%. Israel is a nation that tortures people. Of course, then so is the United States. Down in Yemen, Saudi Arabia is continuing to use cluster bombs that are killing kids. They're dropping these cluster bombs on residential areas. And they the submunitions, if they don't explode immediately, kids pick them up. Remember when we were going into Iraq, Cynthia McKinney pointed out that the coloring and lettering on the submunition was an exact match for the coloring and lettering on the emergency food packets that were being dropped. And so little kids were walking around thinking this was a food package. They'd pick it up, they'd lose a hand. We have a very cruel and evil government, unfortunately. We're going to take another break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you know, not too long ago, the Trump administration severed all funding, foreign aid, to Pakistan, saying Pakistan was not doing enough to stop terror. And apparently this money that was being given to Pakistan by the United States was to finance anti-terror activities. And Trump said they're not doing enough, and he cut off the money. Well, apparently Trump is playing picador again. And he's saying now the White House will add Pakistan to the list of terror financing nations. So in the space of just a few months, we've gone from Pakistan as a partner in the war on terror to Pakistan finances terror. And again, how many more countries can you annoy before things start to really get ugly? And what's going to happen is Pakistan is going to be pushed into the waiting arms of China. Every time the U.S. government comes out with a new foreign policy decision that it basically amounts to a lot of chest thumping and bullying, nations pivot away from us into the Russia-China axis. This is a mistake. Apparently, a huge U.S. military force has arrived in Thailand for exercises. And this is despite the controversy over the junta's invitation to Burma, whose army has been accused of ethnic cleansing. I remember when I was a kid, there was actually a board game called Empire. And it was all about, as the name implies, having a country and trying to wind up ruler of the world. It almost feels like that game. You just get a sense of the pieces being moved around on the board, getting everything ready to go here. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting the Pentagon is saying sending thousands of Marines to deter China. Oh, yes, let's go ahead and tick them off as well in the middle of a trade war. And, yeah, they're just sending these military all over, trying to bully everybody there. Story out of Press TV, and they're quoting James Petras, who's saying that the U.S. has launched a full-scale confrontation with China. And I would like to remind everybody of something. China is a nuclear power. They have bombs, really big bombs, and they've got the ICBMs to deliver them over the globe. Now, because China's ICBMs aren't that accurate, China has gone with really big nuclear weapons. If one were to hit Oahu, it would just be a mass of molten glass. That's keeping me up at night, I might add. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We got callers waiting on the line when we come on back from these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.